Zog de Gemara daf Samach Aleph Omer Aleph. The top of the Omer, the Gemara daf Samach Omer Bey says, V'loi b'yochid b'zman she'en b'rag l'maka. The Mishnah said that you cannot go with an individual, a single shoe, when there is no maka. Because then it looks like either you're carrying the second shoe, it's Maris Ayin, you're carrying the second shoe in your hand, or people might laugh at you, and then they'll see you with one shoe, and you'll end up taking it off, and you'll carry the shoes Ram Dal Ramas. So you cannot go with one shoe, a single shoe, if you don't have a makkah. However, if you do have a makkah, so then it's machkosei muchachas olav, then people are not going to laugh at you. And likewise, it's obvious why you're wearing one shoe, because you're wearing it over your wound. Zok du gemorah daf samach alef amir alef on the top, ho yesh beragle makkah. But if you have a makkah on your regel, then nofik, then you're allowed to go with a single shoe. Beheminai nofik. On which foot do you place the shoe? Do you place it on the foot with the maka, or do you place it on the opposite foot, the foot that does not have the maka? You place the shoe on the place where the wound is, on that specific foot. The purpose of wearing a sandal, be'etim you go barefoot. The reason why you wear a sandal is only because of tzar, only that your wound should not hit and bump into pebbles or rocks or thorns. So the place that you have the foot that has the maka is where you place the sandal on. So the purpose of the sandal is the shum tzar. The opposite. You place the shoe on the foot that does not have a maka. And the purpose of a shoe is letainuk. And you place the shoe on the foot that does not have a maka, letainuk, for pleasure. Now the foot that has the maka, that foot you cannot put on a shoe because the maka is in the way. And you can't have that shoe on top of the maka. So you're placing the shoe on the foot that does not have the maka. That's why you're not wearing a shoe on that foot, because the maka is muchach, you're hinking, you have a wound over there, so that's why you don't place a maka. So basically the Gemara is saying that either Laman de Omer, it says that you're placing it on the foot that does not have the maka, and the purpose of a shoe is l'shum tainuk, or you're placing it on the foot that does have a maka, and the purpose of a shoe is not l'shum tainuk, but rather it's l'shum tzar. Either way, they're not going to be choshed this person that he's carrying another shoe in his hand. And that was the original chash. Or they're not going to be laugh at him that he's going to end up taking it off. Either because makosim uchachas olov, and clearly defined that he only has a shoe on one foot, and the other foot with the wound, he doesn't have a shoe. So makosim uchachas olov, so they're not going to laugh at him. They see Nebuchadnezzar has a wound. And likewise, they're not going to be choshim that he's carrying another one, because makosim uchachas olov. And on the tzad that you're wearing it over the shoe that has the foot that has the maka, and sandal is l'shum tzar, so vayta they're not going to laugh at him. They see that he has a wound. That's why he has one foot, only one shoe on one foot. And likewise, they're not going to be choshim that he's carrying a shoe in his hand. But either way, say if you place it on the foot with the maka, say if you place it on the opposite foot, when you have a maka, it's muchachas olov, and they're neither going to laugh at him that he's going to remove it, nor they're going to be choshim that he's carrying another shoe. So that's why it's mutter to wear one shoe when you have a maka. And Rashi says that if you're wearing the sandal l'shem tzar on the foot that has the maka, zok Rashi, u'loshen raboisa, according to the second pshat, that they might laugh at you, inami machka lo, d'lechoz l'maka, they might not see the maka because it's covered, but l'sholavne, he's not going to remove it. The mitzvah be yaseres adrochi machmas maka. The whole purpose of the shoe is to protect your maka, so even if they laugh at you, you're not going to remove it. So maybe there's no chash, you'll remove it. Zog the Gemara weiter, v'af Rabbi Yochanan sovel l'hod Rav Huna. Rabbi Yochanan also holds of Rav Huna that you place the shoe on be'oisa she'esh b'maka, the singular shoe you place on the foot that has the wound. Why? The omel Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shomem Bar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan told Rav Shomem Bar Abba, havli misanoi, bring me my shoe, yovle di amin. He brought him his right foot first. Now he brought him his right foot and he put on the right foot. Omalei, now that you brought me the right foot, since Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that you're supposed to put your left on first, so now I cannot put on the left hand anymore, because then I would be putting the left hand second. So Mela, now that I have the right, I can only go with one foot. And oibazoi, omalei, osisoi maka, you made me into an invalid. People see me now with one shoe only on the right foot. You made me into a maka. It looks like that my right foot is wounded, and that's why I place the shoe on the maka. So we see that he holds a gavhuna that you place the shoe on boys a sheish b'maka. So the Gemara, that's not a raya. Zog the Gemara, v'dilma kechir barav svile. Maybe you hold that kechir barav, and you place the shoe on the oisa she'en b'maka. So what does it mean? You made me into an invalid. What do you mean, osisi maka? Zog the Gemara, v'dilma kechir barav svile. V'ochi komar, osisa shel smoil maka. Since now my left foot is exposed, I cannot put a shoe on the left foot, because Rabbi Yechim was of the opinion. Once you put on the right foot, you can't put the left second, because he held, you're supposed to put the left foot first. So now you made my left foot, which is bare, which not going to have a shoe, like a maka. Because he's like, he holds like a b'chir barab maybe, that b'oitza she'en b'maka is where you place the shoe. So I place the shoe on the one that does not have a maka, and the one that's exposed is the one that has a maka. And that's what the Gemara says. V'dilma kichir barav svile v'achi komar osisa shel smoil maka. You made my left foot into a maka. But on Kaporim, we see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan held that you have to put on the right foot second. You're supposed to put the left foot first. So the Gemara v'oz de Rabbi Yochanan tamei, Rabbi Yochanan shitosoi. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan ketfilin. Just like tefillin is placed on the left hand, kach min alin. So the shoes have to be put on the left foot first. Mat tefillin b'smoil, af min alin b'smoil. And that's Shittas Rabbi Yochanan. So the Yeshayahu explains Shittas Rabbi Yochanan, because he held that it has to be like tefillin, it doesn't help. It's leikuva. Once you put on the right foot, you cannot put on the left foot now. You have to go barefoot on the left foot. Because if you're putting on the left foot, it's leikuva. It's muvaz yuchel sakin. You can't even remove the right foot and then put on the left foot and then the right again. No. Once you put on the right, there's no backing out. There's no way of fixing that up. And you can't even wait. Maybe you should wait. And then now it's like a new nesina. You're putting on the left foot. No. Once you put on the right foot, that already is considered right first. And that's connected what he held you have to do. Zog de Gemara meisvei the following question: Kshu noyel, when you put on the shoe first, noyel shall you mean you first put on the right foot? Ve'achach noyel shall smoil. So we see clearly that you put on the right foot first. So it's not like Rabbi Yechanan just said. Rabbi Yechanan says you do like tefillin, and tefillin is the left hand. So to the shoe you put on the left foot first. Here we see clearly it says in the Braisa, when you noyel, when you put on your foot, when you put on your shoe, you put on the right foot first. Om Rav Yosef, Hashir Tanya Hochi. You have a braisa that says you put on the right foot first. But Om Rav Yochanan Hochi, and Rav Yochanan says you should put on the left foot first, and that's what he told the Shamash, that I can't proceed once you gave me the right foot first. I hold you're supposed to put the left foot first. The Ovad Hochi, Ovad, Uda Ovad Hochi, Ovad. Either way, you're covered. You can do like the braisa that puts on the right foot first, or you can do like Rav Yochanan that held you're supposed to put on the left foot first. Zok the Gemara Om Abaya, what's the raya? Maybe Dilma Rabbi Yochanan Homasnis in Lavish Mile. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan did not hear of this braisa that we just brought that says that you put on the right foot first. And Vi Avish Mile, and if he would have heard of this braisa, have a hodabe. He would have retracted from a shita that you put on the left foot first. Vi Nami Shmile, and maybe if Yitaka would have heard the braisa, he would have said, V'kasava ein aloch kaisa mishnah. Maybe he would clearly argue on this, even though it's not a Tana that's Polik, but Lamaisi would argue on this braisa. Even though he's not a Tana to be Cholik in a Braisa, but maybe he would say that this Braisa is a Meshabeshto. It's like that's what the Marit explains. So Mela, it's not Klor Muchach that he didn't hear the Braisa. Maybe he would have heard it, he still would have argued on the Braisa. But on Kaponim, we don't have clearly defined what the right way to do is. Either you have a Braisa that says clearly the right foot. Rabbi Yechon holds the left. Either he would agree to the Braisa, or he wouldn't agree to the Braisa. But the Gemara remains with Ovid Kamar, Ovid, Ovid Kamar, Ovid. Zog the Gemara, Om Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Yorishamayim Yoytzi Deshteim. Yorishamayim can fulfill both shitas. You do recite it right, which has a Mila, Tais is going to say, of Boyin Yad and Boyin Regala Yamonis, and Chalitzes Biyamin, and side the left, which is the Mila of Tfilin. How you Yoytzi Deshteim? Zog the Gemara, who's the Yerushalmayim that Yetzir Shnein? Umani Mabrei de Ravna. Hechi Ovid, how you do both? Sayim de Amine. That means first you put on the right foot. Veloy Kota, but you don't tie the shoelaces of the right foot. Vesayim de Smolid, then you put on the left foot. So you put on the right foot first. The Kotar, but then you tie the left foot shoelaces first. Vahoda Kota de Amina, and then you tie the laces of the right foot. So you're having a mile of both. You have the mile of putting on the right foot first, which is the mile of boyin regel yamonis, boyin yoda yamonis by the mitzera, or that we find by chalitza by yamin, and that's the braisa that says you do yamin first, And at the same time, when it comes to tying the laces, you do the left lace first. And that's the maila of, similar to tefillin, that you do the small first. Now, Taisa says that even though the Gemara says, Ovid Hachi, Ovid, Ovid Hachi, Ovid, it has to be consistent. Because otherwise, what's the hook peder that he had on Rav Shaman, that he gave him the right foot first? If it's Ovid Hachi, Ovid, so then what's the problem? So Taisa, V'nira L'ri Dachi Perusha. The Ovid Hachi, Ovid, Mishiroitze L'chavish Asmoil. If you want to go with left and Mimchavid because of Mitzvah Tefillin, Hoshut P'yodoi. U'mishiroitze L'chavish Amin because of the Cheshivas of the Amin. Like we said, Tais in the beginning says, because boyin yad and boyin regal and chalitzas be yamin, it's also a shus be yodoy. No, Rabbi Yochanan hayadaka lechavif kol shoshel smoil yoyser. Rabbi Yochanan was consistent. He always was mechavif smoil because of tefillin. The Rav Shaman bar Abba, hayoyadam in hagoy, or loy hayoyadam in hagoy. And that's the two gesoys. Either he did not know taka, or he knew and he still gave him. But the point is, that was his akpod. His akpod was because he was consistent and in what he did, and he's supposed to enchami ovid ochi ovid ochi. But you have to be consistent in what you're being mechaviv. Now Taisa says that next day by Maschal, v'saim the smoiler, v'oimer rivot the dafkalin yekshira. The dafka when it comes to the tying, we're machshiv the smoil, and you tie the left foot first. Bishul mechshivas tefillin hu bekshira. The whole vart in tefillin is that you kosher the tefillin on the yad smoil. So in the Indian kshira, we tie the left foot first. Aval ipchaloi, but not legabe putting on the left because of tefillin. No, because it's only legabe the kshira shaboy. Ulahaytami yesh linol shal yimin tchil be menalim shem ben kshira. So enecham, if there's no laces, then all you remain with is putting on the shoe. And putting on the shoe, the yimin should go first. So yimin is putting on first, and the tying is the tying of the smile first, because the tying is similar to the kshira of the tefillin. The levush and the bekvega is brought down. They learned that the shaychas, the tefillin, is dafka with the shoelace. Because since Avraham Avinu received the schar for Klal Yisrael, when he said, Michut v'atzroich nal, there was zeuche to Ritzuas Tefillin, because of the schut v'atzroich nal, so the schroich nal, there was zeuche to Ritzuas Tefillin. So it's dafka the schroich nal, dafka the Tefillin is connected to the schroich nal, because he said, Michut v'atzroich nal. So Mela, we're taka machshiv, the tying of the schroich nal, on the left verse, which is taka connected to the Tefillin, which is on the left hand, which is kosher on the left hand. The Meiri says that when a person is oisik b'tzorcha aguf, he should always have in mind avodas Hashem. So that's why when you tie your left shoelace, you remember that the tefillin is also something that's tied on your left hand, and that is the shoresh of emuna, is the tefillin and yichud abayra. So that's how you have to do even tzorcha aguf. You have to remember tying of something else that goes on your left hand. Now, Shulchan Aruch brings this in Siman Beis LaHalacha, that you put on the right foot first and you tie the left shoe first because of the kshira of tefillin, which is on the smoil. If a person doesn't have shoelaces, so then you only put on the right foot first. Now, the Mishabura brings over there that if a person has the left foot that he has in front of him and he doesn't have the right shoe, so you should wait till he has the right shoe. There's a din of putting on the right shoe first, even if it means waiting. Rabbi Yochanan was taka makbid. Now, Rabbi Yochanan is a major chiddush, because Rabbi Yochanan was at kedei kach that even b'dieved didn't want to put on a left shoe. That much we don't bring in halacha, that you're not allowed to put on a left shoe afterwards. It's mamash ma'akev. But al kaporim, if you can wait, then you should wait to put on the right shoe first. Rabbi Yochanan was a chiddush that he didn't want to put on the left shoe second, even if it came afterwards. Because the ma'is he put on the right first, he held it was ma'akev until yuchal second, and even b'dieved didn't want to put it on. Now, meaning maybe we hold you can take off the right foot and then put on the left. Akaponim, that was Rabbi Yochanan's chumrah. Now the Mishmur does bring that a lefty that puts his tefillin on his right hand, so mele he puts on number one the right shoe first, and also he ties the right shoe first. Because putting on the right shoe is the chshivas of right. And tying, usually we tie the left shoe first because of the chshivas of tefillin, that's tied on the left. But since an itayat ties on his right, so he does both things on the right. He puts on the right shoe first, chshivas of right, and he ties the right shoe first because by him, the tying of the tefillin is on the right, is tack on the right hand. Now when the Gemara says, Yorishamayim yoytzidei shneim, fekti beis Yosef, be'etzim not being yoytzah shitzra b'yoychanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan held that even placing on the shoe should be placed on the left foot first. So l'chor, it's not yoytzei deshneim. You're being yoytzei deshneim. You're doing right and left. You're putting on the right foot first, and you're tying the left foot first. The tying is the left, and the putting on is the right. But Rabbi Yochanan be'etzem held. He told the shamash he didn't want to put on the left foot second. He held that the left foot had to be put on first too. So you're not being yoytzei shitz Rabbi Yochanan. So on that, the Beis Yosef wants to say that maybe Rabbi Yochanan be'etzem holds that only legabe de kshira you have to tie the left foot first. But by the ne'ila, he holds the oilam that you do put on the right foot first. What was his paid on the shamash? Because pashtas, he brought him the right. So melu adin, he brought him the right in order to tie it. And it goes together, the placing on and the tying. And his ikka paid was on the tying, not on the putting on. Zogt gemar weiter, Omar Rav Ashi Chazin Rav Kahana loy kopit. I saw Rav Kahana was a makpid. And he was a makpid on the right. Sometimes he did the right first, some he did the left first. So Mele, he held that you don't have to be makpid. Rav Kahana was a basro, but the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch brings this din. Zogt gemar ton rabbonon. Kshu noyel, noyel shal yamin. When you put on the shoe, you put on the right foot first. Then you put the left foot. Kshu choylets, and then we said, the laces you do the left first. Kshu choylets, when you remove your shoes, choylets shall smarl, you first take off the left foot. So the right one should not be standing barefoot more time, but rather less time. And then you remove the right foot. Kshu roichets, when you wash your body, roichets shall yamin, you first wash your right hand, you first wash the right side of your body. And then the left side. Kshu soch, when you soch, so likewise, when you anoint yourself, soch shall yamin v'achar shall smoil, the chshivas of right. V'achoytze loch se kol gufo, if you want to be soch your whole body, soch roishe t'chilo, you first, you soch your head, you shampoo your head first, b'mnei shu melech ha'kol evorov, it's the melech on all the evorim. Zog di gmor v'loi b'tfilin, you're not allowed to go on Shabbos with tfilin, into Rishus Rabim. Om Rav Safra loy teima libe the mandom Shabbos loves man tfilin. Not just according to the mandom that says Shabbos and not as man tfilin because you have the ois of Shabbos. So mele the ois of tfilin is not necessary. So mele it's considered a masui. It's not as man tfilin. El afilu mandom Shabbos man tfilin. Even if Shabbos is as man tfilin, still you're not allowed to wear it. Why? Zog di mora afilu mandom Shabbos man tfilin hu lo yeitze. Why? Dilma osi lasuya b'shus rabim. You might come to carry it in Rishus Rabim. Zog Rashi, why? In bolafanos, if you have to relieve yourself. So then you have to remove your tefillin shel roish for sure. So maybe you might carry nishus rabim. Ve'ikah demasla sefer. Others learn this on the sefer. Ve'im yotza. And if you went out with the tefillin, ein chayv chatzi, not chayv chatos, because it's for the malbush. Om Rav Safra loytem alibi the mandomah Shabbos man tefillin. Not just going to mandomah that Shabbos is man tefillin. So v'shteitz it's a malbush. El afilu mandomah Shabbos loves man tefillin. Even if it's not as man tefillin, still not chayv chatos. Why? At the end of the day, you're wearing it. So even though it's not as man tefillin, but you're wearing it. If you're wearing it, it's called a malbush, and you're not chay v'chatos. Now, Tosh says a girsa, not like Rashi says, that in bolafanois, if you have to relieve yourself, you might remove it and carry it. But rather, the girsa is, dilma mifsik, the strap might break and tear, and you'll carry it, so fact is, what if to come on to the chashash of mifsik? Typically, that if you go to the Beis Hakisei, you have to remove it. So, Tosis Taka says, we're not goris dilma mifsika. And Taka brings Rashi, the chashash is, you have to be mefana. And then Tosis says, v'akodesh mikur b'loimer, that you are goris dilma mifsik. Why is it negeya? Because when it comes to the shel yad, you don't have to remove it when you relieve yourself. Because the shel yad does not have a shin. It only has the yud, even though it's a chelik of the shin dalad yud. Shem shakai, but it's not halacha mesh mesina like the shin is. So mele ain't zog lachloit when you go to the Beis Hakisei. But shenke the rosh, you have to. So mele you have to come on to the other reason of dilma mifsik. In case the strap tears of the shel yad, you might hold it in your hand. Mitzad the Beis Hakisei, you will not remove the shel yad because you don't have to. Only the shel rosh. The gears of mifsik is negated shel yad, because the shel yad, if it tears, you'll end up carrying it, and that's where you're not allowed to go side with the tefillin shel yad and side tefillin shel roish. Either because you're mefana, which is the shel roish, you have to remove it, or the shel yad, in case it tears, Zoktesis, so then you might have to end up carrying it in the Rishus HaRabim. Zokti Gemara V'loi B'Kmiya, Bizman She'enim in HaMumcha, you're not allowed to go with the Kmiya with an amulet that has Sheamus written, if it's not Mumcha, if it's not tried and tested three times. If it's not written by a mumcha, so then it's not considered a malbush. When it's written by a mumcha, so it's a refuah, so then you're not going to remove it. But if it's not by a mumcha, so it's not tried and tested, so there's nothing stopping him from removing it, so he might come to carry it. You don't have to have both conditions. Say that the person is a mumcha, that he wrote it three times and it worked, or that the kamiya is mumcha, that this kamiya worked three times. Not that the person that wrote it is a sofer mumcha, that he knows how to write the Shemus and it worked. So you don't need both conditions. Rather, once a person is a mumcha, so even though this kamiya specifically wasn't tested, this specific kamiya wasn't tested three times, but the person that wrote it was tested, and it was tried and tested, so that's sufficient. Mumcha gavra, you don't need mumcha kamiya. So gemara deken amri katoni, it's a raya from the fact that it says in the sefer v'loy b'kamiya she'ena mina mumcha. You're not allowed to go with a kamiya that's not mina mumcha. Now it doesn't say that's not the kamiya itself is not mumcha, but it's not written by a mumcha. V'loy katoni mizman she'ena mumcha, that the kamiya is not mumcha. The main thing is the writer a mumcha or is he not a mumcha? So v'loy b'kamiya she'ena min hamumcha. That meaning is not coming from a mumcha. Then you takanat laru. Shema mino, that all you need a condition of kmiya written by mumcha gavra, but you don't need mumcha kmiya. Zog the gemara, tana rabbanon, eze kmiya mumcha, what's called a kmiya mumcha? Meaning that the gavra is a mumcha, kol sheripa, vishona, vishilesh, that the person, three times, he was tried and tested, he was merapa, once, twice, and thrice. Echot kmiya shel ksav, it doesn't make a difference if it's a written kmiya, ve'echot kmiya shel ikrin, or if it's a kamiya made from ikrin, from different herbs. Echot chole sheyesh besakona. Say if it worked on the chole sheyesh besakona, ve'echot chole sheyem besakona. Loy shenichbe, not just on a person that had epilepsy, and he has the illness that he constantly falls. Meaning that Zagdrashi, loy shenichbe kolayma, loy teyma de leyetze elamisha bol of acholi kvar pamachas, only someone who already has this illness, so mele, he can wear this kamiya. No. Ela shalo yichpe. Even someone that's coming from a family of having this illness, he can also wear it that he shouldn't come on to this illness. So Rashi, ani choyle shodim noifa machmos elorets, umakeo beroish memoichoi, umapiloi, ela shalo yichpe, shebo mi mishpachas nichfin, vedoik shalo yichpe. He's concerned that he shouldn't fall, so he's also allowed to wear it as preventive measure. So the Gemara, so again, even if it's just preventive for him, because he has a family history. And he's allowed to be koisha mata even if it's just rabim. Tosis said on Daf Nun Zayin, in the beginning of the Perek, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, Tosis wanted to bring a raya from here that you're allowed to be koisha and mater in the Rishus Rabim. And there's no mixi over there that it looks like you're kosher shaloi l'refua. Al-Kaporim, that was the right choice brought from here. Uvavad shaloi k'shireno, daf samachal omit beiz, uvavad shaloi k'shireno, b'shir uvetabas. You're allowed to tie this kamiya that it's clearly defined that it's a kamiya. Mashengen, if you're tying it with a shir, with a leash, or with a tabas, with a ring, so then, then it's a problem of Maris Ayin. People will not see the kamiya. They'll just see the tabas. And it'll end up being that you're going with a takshit. And the takshit you're not allowed to, you might show it off. So it has to be clearly that it's a kamiya. V'loy b'shir. But it shouldn't be with something that it's not revealed that it's a kamiya. Uve tabas. V'yetzbe b'shiz rabim b'shu Maris Ayin. So Drashi, what's a Maris Ayin? V'loy michsi kamad aboy lal refuah. If no one sees that you're doing it for refuah, el a takshit. The lav takshidun, it's not a takshid. Ela machmas dagis choyle, but really it's for the choyle. And if you're going for a takshid, then you have the problem that people think that you're wearing a takshid, which would be also in a Rishus HaRabim.